الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only, and send salutations and peace and blessings upon the most perfect and most merciful messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon his noble family and the noble companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. I was asked today that last week, Imam Sahib, you spoke about O George, today is it O Charles? And I said, no, today it will inshallah be O Insan. Ya ayyuhal insan, inshallah al-aziz. So you've got something beneficial to look forward to today, inshallah al-aziz. We'll get straight into the Jummah topic for today. As you can see from the title, Su'uz-zan in the Arabic language, which is negative assumptions about one another in Islam and generally within our society. So inshallah al-aziz, we'll delve into this particular subject in this new year and how we interact and how we view one another and what we assume good or bad about each other. There was a time when our children used to play, myself included, when we were young, we used to play freely in the streets, in the roads, go and knock on people's houses, our friends, etc., and go into the parks. We used to play around very freely. And there was a time where people just used to randomly smile at every single person in the street. They used to smile at those that they knew and they also those that they did not know, because they had husnuzan. They had a good assumption about other people, about children, family and the society that they lived in. There was a time where people respected the police officers. Nowadays we look at them very, very suspiciously, even though it's the opposite. There was a time, believe it or not, where MPs, our leaders, used to be honored. There was a time also, it's very rare now, where GPs used to be trusted and they knew you and your whole history and your family inside out. Nowadays you never even know your own GP's name. And there was a time where you had faith in your friends. You assumed always the best for them and about them. And there was also a time, perhaps even now somewhat, that spouses used to also assume the best in one another and love one another. However, the time that we are living in now is very different to the time that we grew up in and the time that our parents grew up in. Now we always assume things about others. We make judgments. We are very skeptical about others, whether they are friend or non-friends. And we presume and we default suspect every single person in our society, whether it is even your own family members or friends. And this is why the world and the society that we live in is a world full of DBS checks. This check and that check. And then if we want to go out and do something with your child, or your child wants to go out, we have to schedule everything. I need to meet that parent, I need to meet that child. And there are limits on every single thing. Yes, there is a reason for all of this, but I want to take you back to, there was a time where there was a lot more husnuzan, a lot more good assumptions or good opinions and benefit that we used to give to our society and to others. But now the world has changed quite dramatically. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that I recited today in the khutbah, He reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. addressed to every single one of us present here, for those who are listening at home. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O people who believe in me, believe in my kalam, believe in my deen, believe in my messenger. I'm addressing you and teaching you something very, very important about your mindset and your mentality and what you do and how you assume about one another. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid most assumptions in life. This is a very, very powerful statement coming from the most powerful Lord, teaching us something about life. We must avoid most of the assumptions that we make in life based on our experience, based on all of the world that we're living in and the way that we are taught. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid most assumptions about each other and others. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Why? Because most assumptions turn into sin. They are sin, they lead you towards sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Because that assumption will lead to your prejudice, will lead to your discrimination, would lead to you assuming something negative or evil about that individual. It will lead to a sin, and it will lead you seeking the faults of other people, and it will lead you slandering other people. This is what assumptions do. We assume so much now about one another. We assume things about our parents. We assume things about our siblings, our family, our friends. We assume things about our imams and our shuyukh and so many other people. Nobody is above board. Everybody is always seen with the eye of suspicion and assumption. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these assumptions, most of them we should avoid. Most of them lead you towards sin and leads you towards transgressing yourselves and lead to a very decaying society, a negative, pessimistic society. So these are the three things that inshallah al-Aziz we will discuss today in this particular verse of the Quran. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. This is the assumption that we have. And the definition of assumption is a thing that is accepted as true. You believe it as true or as certain to happen, but you don't have any proof. You just assume, yara, he looks dodgy. Have you seen his eyes? He must be on drugs. Did you smell his breath? Oh, he must have drank something. Do you see what car he's driving these days? Oh, you know, there's no way that he earned that the right way. I don't know how he got that. Assumption, believing, accepting certain realities, but having no proof. Presumption is the act of believing that something is true again, but without having true proof. And then this leads towards what? Suspicion. Have you seen his house? There's no way, you know, he got this the right way. I don't know how he put down the down payment for that. I don't know how he's paying the mortgage. He must be doing something dodgy, dude. Suspicion. Assumption leads to presumption, leads to suspicion. All of this leads to sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, cut it at the root. Don't go towards assuming su'uz-zan, having negative assumptions of other people. Suspicion is a feeling or thought that something perhaps may be true. So just some examples that I've already given you, but most of the assumptions here, we all do them. You see a person parking in a disabled bay, he walks out perfectly fine, walks faster than you to the cart, into the shop, bam, 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 and he's out like, that dude, man, what a, you know, we stop there. That's why you've got the asterisk there. But the reality is you don't know that that person may have a prosthetic limb. You don't know that person may have an MS disease or something else. You don't know the reality. But what did you do? You had a negative assumption about that individual. And then because of that, it led to you towards sin. You see a healthy person, hatta kata, fit fat, receiving benefits. What a lazy person that is, man. You know, jao kuch kam kar, go and do some work. What do you know the reality of that individual that they have just recently lost their spouse and they've been working for the last 15, 20 years and now they are struggling to make ends meet and this is why they're on benefits. But what was our default skeptical assumption at the beginning is always negative. For the disabled person, for the person on benefits, for the person who's overweight, oh, this person has no control. He's always eating, he's always drinking, he's got no self-control. But the reality is something very different, that they are suffering from deep depression. They're on antidepressants, and that affects their whole body and affects their body weight and everything else. And they've got other medical conditions and maybe a hyperactive thyroid. What do you know? But what have we done? Assumed always the worst about that disabled guy, about that person receiving benefits, about that overweight person, and we make assumptions of others in a direct way. But the reality is, if you are always making negative assumptions, it's actually a reflection of the state of your own heart. Because, you know, they say in our language, agar banda khud chor hove sare nu chor hi nazar aande. That if a person is a thief, he sees everybody with the same lens, he thinks everybody is a thief. If a person is beiman, and they think everybody else is beiman as well. If the person is dodgy, they think everybody else is dodgy as well. So when you have a default assumption which is negative about other people, you should look back at yourself and realize that this is a reflection of the state of your heart. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That beware, in the body is a piece of flesh which, if it is sound and pure and clean, it will reflect that beauty around itself as well. Then the entire body will be sound because that heart is sound. But if that heart is corrupt, you have negativity within your heart and evil within your heart, then the entire body will also be corrupt. So you will only reflect that which is within your heart. So ask yourselves now, whenever you make these assumptions generally in life, what is your default assumption about people? Do you always give them the benefit of the doubt? Do you always have a positive opinion? Do you always find excuses and other possibilities for that scenario? Or do you go to default negative assumptions about that individual? And if it is default, then we need to do something about what it's beating here in our chest at this very moment in time. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not assume just based on our appearance. Imagine if Allah assumed what He just saw from our appearance. Oh, this guy doesn't have a beard, I'm going to assume, he's not a good Muslim. This guy smells, oh, I'm going to assume he's this. Imagine if Allah made assumptions about us, the way we dress, the way we behave, the way we talk and conduct ourselves, where would we be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge, jury and the executioner, will be gone and done. But no, بَلْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't judge and assume based on your appearances, but rather He looks at your heart. He looks at your intentions, the purity of what is within you, rather than what is external to you. And this is something that we are failing in as a society, as individuals. We are always judging, prejudging, assuming, presuming, and then suspecting people and what they are, what their reality is, without knowing the hal of their heart. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal, in that verse of the Quran, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إس. Avoid most assumptions, because most assumptions are sinful and they lead you towards sinful things and they lead towards the decay of society. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran, He does not tell us to avoid all assumptions. No. كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. This is the verse, it's very important to reflect upon this. كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. That the majority of the assumptions, you should avoid them. Because some assumptions are real as well. Some assumptions are definitive. Because if you've had an argument with somebody, and after that argument you can see that person is physically angry, you can see the redness in their eyes, and then you see them, they clench their fist, and then they raise their hand, you're not going to assume good about that person, that maybe he's going to hug me now. It's definitive, it's very different in this scenario, because you know that all of the telltale signs of the debate, of the argument, and the anger and the fear is going to lead to something which is there. They're assuming something is different. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the majority of the other assumptions that we have in life, which are not qat'i, which are not definitive, which are vague, which are unclear, which are obscure, those are the assumptions that we need to avoid, which are the majority of the assumptions that we make about each other in life, about each other's children, about each other's spouses, about each other's family, your job or workload or way of life or anything else. Some examples: you had a debate and that person insulted you. But the reality is that you misunderstood some of the words that he said in a general way, but you assumed he insulted me. Actually, what words did he use? Actually, brother, that's not an insult. He was just making a general statement there. So, you know, he hates me. He didn't invite me to his wedding. Acha, he hates you that much that he didn't invite you to your wedding? What a bad guy, man. This is a really bad assumption. Reality is, when you go and ask him or her and you find out, they just forgot. They just didn't have enough capacity. They had limited seats and they just forgot and they didn't invite you. Not that they hate you. Not that they're taking badla and revenge upon you, that you never invited them 10 years ago and now they're getting revenge for you 10 years later and they're not inviting you. This is a negative assumption. You know, the majority of the assumptions that we make. Driving a nice car. He looks too young. There's no way he can afford that car. He must be doing drugs, bro. He must be dealing with interest, something like that. We don't have any evidence for that. You don't know. His parents might have bought it for him. He might have it on finance. He might not be the sole owner of that particular car. He might just be renting the car for the day, or for the week, or for the month. But what do we do with our assumptions? Always negative. Did you see him? He used to drive a Toyota. And now he's got this, you know, Audi S7. Oh, yeah, he must have done something. Where did he get this money from? How do you know that he's, you know, he's saving and saving for years on end? And then he sold whatever, you know, little gold that he had just so that he can fulfill that one particular dream. Why are you making these negative assumptions about other people? Big beard. Stands like this in Salah. Oh, he looks hardcore. He looks like a proper fundamentalist. This is just prejudice. This is just an assumption. Pure assumptions about people. Just the way that they appear. She got divorced so quickly after she got married. It was barely 2 weeks or a month and she got divorced. There must have been something dodgy going on beforehand. She must have had a relationship with something else. Or she got pregnant so quickly after her nikah. Literally 9 months after her nikah. She just delivered a baby. But the reality is, perhaps that nikah was forced upon her and then they dissolved the marriage. Perhaps that woman is extremely fertile and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and she got pregnant. But why do we by default always assume the most negative of scenarios in these situations? This guy is always going on Umrah. There's no way he can afford all of these trips and Hajj every single year. He must be up to something. Assuming bad and ill of other people. I saw that guy in the pub. You know he was in the pub? Imam Sahib was in the pub. He must be drinking. Reality is he's probably just there for the work event. He probably just had an apple juice. But you saw him with something that looked like sharab. Oh, Imam Sahib, he was definitely drinking. Really? You saw his heart? You checked his intention? You asked him directly? Or have you just assumed all of these things about your brother in Islam? So this is why assumptions are extremely dangerous, because it leads you towards sin. Reality is, if you backbite or steal or sin, you always assume that everybody else is doing the same as well. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Stay away from the majority of assumptions, negative assumptions that you have for your brother or for your sister. Imagine your own mother or your father had assumptions about you, but they don't assume bad about you by default. Your parents always assume good about you by default. But children, on the other hand, they think negative about their parents. That, oh, they don't like me, they don't love me enough, they don't hug me enough, they don't do this, they don't do that. And I'm assuming, you know, they've got all of this negative on the other side. You know, people don't even leave their imams. They always have the imam. They have these assumptions about the imams as well. 6 years ago, I bought a Mercedes E-Class. And people came to me and they said, how did you afford this? You're an imam's wage. This is the reality. I'm standing here on the minbar. You've just been in Ashton for 5-6 years. You're an imam and you've got a Mercedes E-Class. My son's been working. I've been working. I don't have an E-Class. How did you afford this? What do you know of the reality of how I afforded and how I saved and how I got a good deal? And they said, how much did you pay? Alhamdulillah, I got a good price. No, no, I checked Auto Trader. This is how much you must have paid. Assumption upon assumption. And then certain people within this community, they went to the management. How much do you pay the Imam? Why do you need to know? Oh, because we want to figure out how he paid for this car. Oh, Imam, you must be doing some ruqya. You must be doing some dhaga taweez and selling these things for £100 each for each ruqya. That's how you must have made it. You must be getting cash under the table. That's how you must have afforded this car. Assumptions upon assumptions. People assumed about the prophets. They assumed about the saliheen. They assumed about the sahaba ikram. Who are we in comparison? Assumption, I purchased a house. How can you afford a house after 10 years in Ashton? Oh, we freehold to see makan there. How did you afford that? What do you know how I purchased the house? I've been saving for the last 10 years. I borrowed from every single sibling. My wife borrowed from every single one of her siblings. We got Karzi Hasna. Alhamdulillah, we bought the house. Haza min fadli Rabbi. But what's the default assumption? Oh, they're probably not declaring this. They probably got this from the council. Or they're probably doing something else. This is just for me. I'm giving my own example. And then there's the rest of society. We always assume the worst of others, and we always have the most negative of assumptions about other people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't have these negative assumptions about one another. Majority of your assumptions are negative and they are sinful and they lead you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he mentions that الشرير لا يظن بأحد خيرا لأنه لا يرى إلا بطبع نفسه. That the sinful person does not assume any good about anyone else. Why? Because he only looks through the prism of his own heart or his own nature. Whatever he thinks he is, whatever he does himself, that's the only way he sees other people. But if you go to back to our predecessors, they always had good assumptions about other people. Perhaps this and perhaps this and perhaps that. They would always find the benefit of the doubt. But nowadays, if somebody succeeding in their business, how did he get this franchise? How did he make so much money here? Always negative assumptions. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that لا يبلغني أحد من أصحابي أن أحد شيئا فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا سَلِيمُ الصَّدْرِ. That none of you, my companions, should convey anything to me regarding another, because I desire to meet everyone with a clean heart. We assume things and then we go and we share our assumptions unfounded without evidence to other people. And then when they meet that person, they'll be like, I've heard this about you. And they've assumed that about you, but the reality is completely the opposite. So always look to have good assumptions about your brother and your sister in Islam. Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and he mentions, لا تظن بكلمة خرجت من أخيك المؤمن شرا وإن تجد لها في الخير محملا. That never assume that a word your believing brother has said to be evil where there exists the possibility of a good interpretation. Always give people the benefit of the doubt by default. Don't be skeptical by default. Be positive by default. Do not have su'uz-zan. Do not have negative assumptions about other people. Have husn-zan about other people, which is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches. Allah azza wa jal in the Quran, when he uses ijtinab, he uses it in a few circumstances in the Quran. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْسَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Whenever ijtinab is mentioned in the Quran, to avoid the impurities of idolatry, to avoid false speech, to avoid alcohol, to avoid intoxicants and avoid gambling. And in the same vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. But what do? We don't do اجتنبوا. We get closer and closer and we do it كسر كسر, all the time assuming negative and evil things about other people. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these things are destructive, Idolatry is destructive to the relationship with Allah because it's the opposite of Tawheed. Alcohol is destructive to a person's mental and physical capacity because it prevents you from making good decisions. Gambling is destructive to someone's wealth and money because it takes away that responsibility and stability. And negative thoughts and assumptions are destructive for your soul, for your heart, and also for the well-being and the health of a society. But where are we in comparison? We are constantly doing more and more excessive assumptions about other things in Islam. Whereas we should be getting closer and closer and being stronger and united towards one another. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْثَرُ الْحَدِيثِ, that beware of excessive assumptions because these negative assumptions amount to the worst forms of lying. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَحَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَنَافَسُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Do not seek each other's faults. When you assume things, then you go and be suspicious about them. Then you seek their faults. Do not spy on one another. Do not contend with one another. Do not envy one another. Do not hate one another. Do not turn away from one another. Rather be the servants, brothers and sisters of one another, and always assume the best. If you expect your parents to assume by default the best in you, you should assume the best in your parents, the best in your family, the best in society, and the best in community, the best wherever you may go, and not the worst of what other people, because su'uzan, the negative assumptions, they are destructive for you and destructive for society. Husnuzan min husnin ibadah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that to have a good assumption is also to be having well-conducted good worship. Good worship comes with good husnuzan with one another. Always assume the goodness and the innocence of people before the guilt. Just like Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, people assumed that she was guilty in the incident of ifk. But those people who had true iman, they kept away from assuming the worst of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, لَوْلَا إِسَّمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. That if only when you had heard, the believing men and women thought well of one another, assumed well of one another, then they would have realized that all of this is an obvious lie against Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from su'uzan, protect us all from negative assumptions. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we'll continue with this su'uzan, to have husnuzan, not only in insan, but more importantly, have husnuzan billah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, next week as well. So please do join us then. Jazakumullahu khairan. چند اعلانات آپ حضرات سماعت فرمائیں انشاءاللہ العزیز.